aboard ship.
Abeloth sat huddled in ship's interior. She had not revealed to Kai or anyone just how badly wounded she had been by the attack on Kesh. Vol had much of the power of Skywalker, combined with experience, and it had been a devastating encounter. She had harmed him too, though, almost killed him, and she had destroyed his precious city, unleashing her outrage and fury on the site of her shame. In the end, though, she would recover, and she would be stronger for the experience. In the meantime, she would absorb and learn all she could. Abeloth had turned ship into a circular display of images, asking him to show her news vids from everywhere he could think of. And so, simultaneously, Abeloth beheld dozens of images. She learned of slave revolts, of murders, of coups. She learned of wars and treaties and natural disasters. She wanted to know everything she possibly could about this galaxy, that once she recovered, she would dominate and bend to her will. She felt a flicker of amusement, watching the reports about the Fountain of the Ancients, knowing as she did exactly what had transpired on Clatooine. She gazed, unmoved, at the horror of a tsunami on a world that had fully a quarter of its population swallowed by the devastating wave, observing the grief and carnage as she watched famine turn bodies into living skeletons. She watched holodramas, interviews. Abeloth instructed ship to pause, to focus on one of the scenes. The others faded out, their brightly moving images replaced by the dull, old blood color of ship's interior. The speaker was a Chevin, an elder of his species, conducting an interview in what appeared to be a news vid. But his kindly, wise, large face was not what had attracted her attention. She had been galvanized by the being he was interviewing, a female of another species with which Abeloth was unfamiliar. As she watched, her eyes unblinking, Abeloth inquired of Ship as to the nature of this species. Ship responded by filling her mind with images and history, which Abeloth absorbed at once, even while listening to the interview. The female was of a species called the Jessar. Their planet, Karras, had recently undergone the upheaval of a revolution. The Jessar had risen up and overthrown their masters, a species called the Minyavish, who had enslaved them for thousands of years. As such things went, while it was not exactly a bloodless coup, it was nonetheless remarkably civilized and constrained. The images flashed in Abeloth's mind at light speed, of peaceful protests. One single strike in the night on the seat of power that resulted in only a few dozen casualties. A new government that forbade retaliation against the Minyavish, even as it joyfully celebrated the dream of freedom. And this female was the heart and mind of the entire affair.